John Moore, glad you could come today. Tell us about your experience here. When did you work at WTLS?
1960.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, your dad was just a toddler there. Well, he was, I guess he was about maybe the third or fourth grade, something like that. Maybe a little older, but I used to get off the air on Saturday morning, and he would go home with me, and we'd have breakfast, and we used to come back. And back then, radio was just your life. I mean, you when you were off, you hung around the station. Of course, when I became married, the wife didn't like that too well. You know, you're off the air sometimes. Won't you take off, you know? So 1960 till, I went off for a little six-month stint in the Guard. And I came back in 62 and then went to Albany, Georgia in 63, back to Montgomery in 65, and then moved back as far as residence to Elmore County in 72, but been in the Montgomery market since 65.
And what have you done since you left WTLS, by the way? I know I've seen you on some TV commercials.
One of the most successful campaigns I did was 1995. I did a campaign that mostly TV that ran for Kanaka Sausage with Pat Dye and Jay Barker, and that was very successful. Mm-hmm. And had the opportunity to work with those two gentlemen. And the good Lord has blessed me. I've been in radio and on the air in sales, on TV and news, as well as in sales. And I've done some agency work. And right now, currently, I'm in West Alabama Weekly doing a lot of cable TV advertising. So I think radio and cable TV are going to remain the main local outlets. Of course, your local newspapers are fine too, but to some of your network affiliates, they are kind of over in left field, you might say. I don't think they would know a local story if you walked up and slapped them in the face.
Well, you know, it's so competitive. I'm surprised sometimes how competitive the pricing is.
You can
advertise and get a lot of frequency in your commercial runs. It's very similar to what radio is.
Right.
For the mom and pops. So
right.
It works. Rather than buying a 30-second spot on the 6 o'clock news,
where
you can get a full month's run just about buying cable or radio.
Yeah, I believe in repetition.
So
repetition.
Do I. Yeah.
That's what sells. I mean, I'm not saying that it's bad to be on the network affiliates.
No.
I'm not saying that. But you're talking about the number of times that you can have – it's top-of-mind awareness.
Mm-hmm.
How many times you can influence the prospective buyer. In other words, the main thing is one of my associates in years past made the comment, I thought it stuck with me, and I've used it quite a bit. He says, it doesn't matter how much money your competition has or your main competitor in the market or how often he or she advertises. What you have to do is figure out a best way to penetrate the gray matter between the ears.
That's a good one there.
You've got to penetrate that gray matter.
Yeah. Well, tell us, go back a little bit, back to the early 60s when you were on the air here. What was going on WTLS, programming-wise? What were some of the things that were happening?
Well, you had block programming back then. You know, you'd wake up to country music, then midday you'd play some of your what you call better music, good music, whatever you want to call it, middle-of-the-road type mm-hmm. music. Then in the afternoon you'd rock out because everybody's out of high school. And then you would play that until sign-off time, you see. And it was, of course, the main emphasis back then, as it has been on most radio stations, was local news.
Yeah.
You don't have that big emphasis anymore. You might have, 90 seconds of news?
Not a whole lot, yeah.
Yeah. And I think the one thing that gets me is the fact that I know in the modern day of radio, you hear it over in the big city, over in Montgomery, and some of the other cities. We got 30 minutes of commercial-free music. Commercial-free?
Yeah.
Who's paying your bills?
Yeah, that's
Who's
true.
Paying your talent?
Yeah.
Who's paying your salary?